Blog Talk Radio.
Be locked in, family. United States of America, I see you. We locked in. ATL, New York City, Chicago, Denver, Colorado. Oh, damn. LA. LA is in your heart. Vegas, Omaha, Nebraska, I see you. Overseas, China, Norway, Sweden, Tokyo, Japan. Good people in South America. We got some more checking in Norway, Sweden. We got more checking in LA. LA hitting hard today. ATL, peace and light, family. New York City, I see you. Chicago, talk to me. Where y'all at? Oh, peace and light, Alabama. Think my first time seeing Alabama in here. Everybody, give yourself a round of applause for being who you are, family. Guess what? We made it to another week, so we're going to give God, give the creator and the universe a round of applause for allowing us to see this great day, you know what I mean? And this is a day like we've never seen before, and a day I'm sure we'll never see again, family. I hope everybody's doing all right. Today, I go by the name of Pimp Black. That is an acronym, and we're caught up in the label, right? That's a person in the making progress, and I'm going to do that while black. You dig? Divine verdict, here to get a gang service where that cause change. I ain't certain, but with this truth, it gonna make all the pain worth it, y'all. Salute. You just gotta lift yourself a little bit, family. Salute to that brother Kanye West, man. Dropped awesome project over the weekend. It's Friday, just passed. I know y'all got the album, yay. And everybody know me. I'm a big fan of it. I thought it was an awesome project, man. One of the five that he got scheduled to release this month in June. You know, the first one up with Ye, then I think the Kid Cudi compilation is actually coming out this upcoming Friday on top of that. So good music by the other hand, it's summer lit, man. And then they got, you know, Pusha dropped last week. Get into that a little bit in a second. And after that, they got the compilation. I think Nas is up. Nas' album is up, and then they're going to end it with, Tiana Taylor's album is the last one, so that's the good music rollout for the month of June, and family, I got to tell you, man, it's good to hear some great music again, I got to say, and Kanye is obviously a musical genius, you know, to say the least. But he's just awesome, man, with what he do, what he does. So, again, man, big salute to the brother Kanye West for an awesome project. And his title, I don't know if you've noticed, his title, Ye, and he gave his reasoning behind titling it Ye. He titled it that because he says Ye is the most, it said more, I think he said it's a word, if I'm not mistaken, that's said more times in the Bible. And which I haven't, I'm gonna have to fact check that you on that one, Ye, but I understand. So he was saying like, and Ye means, in certain connotations of the Bible, it means you. Y-E-Ye means you. Ye I say unto thee or whatever, you know, things of that, like, yeah, so. He's saying by that meaning you, he just cutting the gate, you know what I'm saying? So the album is called You, so to speak. But, and I get it, you know what I'm saying? It makes sense. And, you know, I'm a fan of Ace. The titles of the album are very, very dark. You know what I'm saying? The titles are really, really dark on it. So, like, example, the very first song, I think is titled, I Thought About Killing You. And it opens up, you know what I'm saying, muffled up-tempo kind of swing to it, you know, so to speak, at the beginning. And he goes into a muffled spoken word where he's like, I'm killing you today. I thought about killing myself, but I love me more than I love you, or something like that, to that nature. And yeah, so it's real interesting, man. And then, you know, we listen to what he's saying. He addresses the bipolarism. He addresses, of course, his, you know, recent actions with, I guess you could say, the unification with Donald Trump, so to speak, or whatever. But again, man, really great project, great strategic rollout that the guy did. The man ain't crazy by far, but if that's what's selling, he gonna sell it, man. Kanye is really the king troll, unlike this, whatever the little boy, the young boy, Tekashi 6ix9ine, you know what I'm saying, like Kill. But Kanye is a real goddamn true troll out here. Straight up, man. So salute that boy Kanye for an awesome project, man. But having said that, man, by the time this podcast ends, it'll be midnight on the East Coast, a little before midnight on the East Coast, depending on what time I have to bounce out, right? So it's safe for me to say this next line, family. It's been 7 whole days, nigga. Where you at, Drake? Come on, bro. All right, man, look. Pusha T. If y'all been sleep on a rock the last 7 days, right? You don't know what the hell going on, so I'm going to drop one on you. I'm going to help you out. 7 days ago, the boy Pusha T dropped a track called Infrared. Infrared is a song off of his, again, rollout. I was talking about his project called Daytona. Phenomenal. Awesome album, man. Possibly album of the year. If we ain't talking about comparing it to Kanye shit. But again, awesome project that he did. But anyway, he has a song called Infrared on there where he's obviously addressing Drake. Mentioned him in the song last summer called Two Birds with One Stone. So, hey, man, look, Drake, it was a fair, you know what I'm saying? In my opinion, it was a fair, you know, response to what the fuck you were saying to him. But anyway, I'm assuming Drake took that some kind of way. So Drake goes in the studio and he records a song called The Dumpy Freestyle. And I got to admit, fam, I think we aired, you know, last time it did, and I might have talked about it a little bit. Now, Dumpy Freestyle is fire. I can't even hate y'all. So they had all of, he had the world, of course, is Drake, man. He about to meet Pusha T, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, Pusha, what you doing? Everybody was saying that shit, man. Like, ain't that Pusha can do, but why you fucking with Drake? This and that, right? He telling Wayne, baby, he gonna get him. Hold on. That boy Pusha had some shit sitting in the cut, family. Pusha T come back around the corner with Drake baby mama and his son and his mama and his dad in the year. He came right addressing some shit. Why he said Drake got a baby and shit? Ah, I'm mad as shit. Let me tell y'all something, man. This is why I love hip hop, fam. I like hip hop. That's what rap is. You know what I'm saying? It's competitive. Look, and then a lot of people, I'm gonna get to my brother, you know, salute. The godfather of rap, they say, you know, the boy Jay Prince. You know, which supposedly found Drake in Houston, you know, and then took him over to Cash Money, right? But the godfather of rap, Jay Prince, you know, he's on a tour promoting his book titled The Art of Respect, you know what I mean, which comes out in about 2-3 weeks. And I can't wait, family, because I got to have that. I got to go get my pre-order in tomorrow, actually. But he has this, you know, he's on his book tour promoting his book. And, of course, you know, he's getting asked about, you know, the Drake beef everywhere he goes. And so the other day he was like he's gonna speak to Drake, and he felt like Pusha T went too far in with addressing Drake's mom and then addressing the relationship with her and his dad, you know, and things like that. And then, you know, he was addressing the baby, bringing the baby up and the baby mother and all that, you know. But I gotta say something to the godfather rap, man, you know what I mean? I don't care, I don't know how people feel about this shit. Look, man, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm down here. I can't wait to have a conversation with him about it. But look, brother, that shit rap, man. I understand why. I think you saw the end, but then, you know, Jay Prince goes to say on another interview that he did, saying that Drake had a diss song that would have ended both Pusha T and Kanye West's career. Told him not to drop it because Pusha T went too far. I think his exact word was like, see, doing that kind of shit, that's the pig pen. And you don't hop in the pig pen to play with pigs because pigs turn into hogs. And, you know, hogs eventually get slaughtered. Man.
You can't handle the truth.
Cause that's some cold shit, Jay Prince. Hey, that's no flex, family. Y'all gotta admit that, man. That's like cold hearted. Like, and I agree with the boy Charlamagne. He's like, he's hoping Jay Prince, you know, when he released the book, he need to do the audio in his voice. Cause I'm serious. I would love to read that in the book and hear that in Jay Prince's voice, man. I might have to order the audio. That's gonna be dope. Yeah, man. So that's with that, man. And we still ain't gonna let none of that shit distract us from the fact that Drake still have yet to respond, man. If he just let this ride and don't say nothing, that sucker shit. That's what Jay Prince got on the stand, man. It's battle rap, man. When he gonna kill the killer about that? If it's rap, let's rap, bro. He gotta come back with something. You feel what I'm saying? He just not gonna say nothing at all, that man just. And it don't do nothing to Drake's career because Drake, he don't make battle rap music. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just being none of it ain't going to tell none of his pop shit. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, anybody that keep coming at Drake anyway, like, you ain't finna do nothing to his career. Anybody that comes at him about ghostwriting anything at this point, I guess you can say it's really can clout chasing in a sense. Not saying that Pusha T needed, but Pusha T is in the business. He understands his game. He knows that. He's trying to get a buzz for the album. That's exactly what they're doing. A controversy sells. Let's be real about it. Why not address Drake back and put emphasis, put light on that particular song? Put that single out first. Use that one as a single. That just could have been a sneaker in the album. You could have just heard it with you. You know what I mean? So come on, man. People know that shit already. Ain't nothing going to happen to Drake career wise. He going to come, because the machine going to come back. They'll let this shit ride, right? They'll let y'all have June. I'll do that shit. But fucking June 31st, June 29th through June 31st, Drake gonna drop another goddamn summer banger that the ladies gonna be dancing to. Y'all know how he do it. Just hold on, coming home. Some shit like that. Every summer, he gonna give it to them, and they gonna ride the whole fall, man. And it's back Drake season again. Then he's gonna be on, you know, Young Thug next single and shit. You know, the usual shit. You know, and by that time, by that time, your boy, hopefully Wayne them will be done, came up out of hiding and, you know, and decided he want to bless us with his presence again. Because that'll be lovely, fam. I don't know how y'all feel about that, but, you know, I'm a Wayne fan. You know, a lot of people be saying about checking for Wayne and Wayne washed up and all this and that. Well, again, like I said, I totally disagree because, you know, the man's great, man. He's good at the shit he do, right? Straight like that. Let me ask y'all a question, though, right? If y'all been paying attention, what y'all think King James finna do, man? We down two. We done lost two last night. I think it was 122 to 103, I believe. What the score was last night? Is that what it was? It might have been more than that. But it didn't look good last night, man. You know? But, of course, you know, we in Golden State. You know, of course, you know, we ain't going to state, so everybody, you know what I mean? You know, the crowd is rallying behind, so that's where the momentum is, man. They got to go to Cleveland with it. See, when I watched game one, right, they were sticking with them in game one until the end. They had the game until, you know, J.R. Smith fucked the little play up, right? At the end, you know, where they caused them to go into overtime. But they had the game. Like, that's no brainer, no question. They were working, so. It told me there's a strategy that they can do that can beat them. You know what I mean? So the fact that they were, you know, kind of letting up last night on for game two, it kind of had me wondering, like, man, was they, you know, was the strategy just to conserve so much of their energy, just to get back home and, you know, get to for sure two at home to get the series back at a level playing field. But I think that's a great idea. You know what I mean? I am not really mad. Of course, it'll be nice to, you know, win one of them on the road, then go back home and lock two down. So that way we ain't facing but one game at that point. You know, trying to win one game. Obviously, I said win because y'all know, you know, probably I'll be checking my pads and putting my shit up, right? But look, I am a Golden State Warrior fan. Everybody know that, but I got to be honest with y'all. I don't like Golden State. I'm not feeling Golden State that much anymore because KD is over there. Since KD went over there, I didn't think that was a good move. Strictly because they created a dream team, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what happens now? You know what I'm saying? Like, LeBron ain't got nobody over there. You know what I'm saying? He's sitting over there by himself, right? But he keep making it happen. The fact that he's in the finals alone, so that's the reason I kind of want, you know, LeBron to win, because I feel like he could be, this will put him up there with, like, you know, in comparison better than Jordan and all that, man. You know what I'm saying? My opinion, but, you know, I think the man has done, he's done a phenomenal job, man, with the style that he had. You know, J.R. Smith has his moments. He's able to carry it, you know what I mean, and, you know, with love and all that. So, who knows, man? I think good luck to him, but, hey, they're down 2-0 right now. I gotta be honest, man. If Golden State wins one game in Cleveland, it's a wrap, y'all. I'm hoping they don't get swept. That shit'll really hurt. That'll really hurt, but they gotta give LeBron MVP either way, man. Win or lose this, I think LeBron need MVP of this playoff, because this boy dropping numbers, man. He just dropped 50 last night, right? Yeah, 50 points. That's crazy. Crazy, dude. And playing as long as he playing, and he ain't sitting down either. Boy, I own some shit. And why LeBron's somebody, I'm telling y'all, watch, mark my words. I want y'all to remember this night. June 4th, 2018. It's 17 past the hour Eastern time here. When LeBron James retires, stop playing basketball. You see how big that motherfucker is? That nigga gonna get sick fast. I'm telling you, I guarantee you. They got that boy pumped up on some shit. No question. He's a beast, man. Look how they nigga move out there, man. Saying with him, they be broken, bro. Like them bones, man. They wither and die that fast. Tell you, be working out there hustling like that. And I don't wish it on nigga. All y'all around saying, this nigga crazy. What the hell he saying? No. I don't wish it on nobody or nothing like that. But I'm saying that's kind of how I feel the direction my brother's going. Say good with family. We gonna take a little moment right quick, and I'm gonna be right back. See y'all, and we gonna get into our topic for the night. See, can we pull in all our good friends in? You dig? But y'all want to? Y'all gonna go at the Kanye? Say no more. We'll be right back.
they don't really realize though. This next verse, these bars. Watch this. Boopy dee scoop, scoop dee dee whoop, whoop dee scoop dee poop, poop dee scoop dee, scoop dee whoop. Whoopy dee scoop whoop poop, poop dee dee whoop scoop, poop, poop, scoop dee dee whoop, whoop dee dee scoop, whoop dee dee scoop poop.
You gotta lift yourself sometimes, family.
All you gotta do, man, y'all understand the thing. The crazy part is the amazing thing about that, right? That's not even on the album. Pure genius, man. That was just a teaser. And y'all gotta admit, the track hard as hell. And he just teasing y'all, let you know how fire he is. Dig this, family. Get into why we're here tonight, though. I was scrolling, you know, going through my, you know, itinerary, coming up with a topic the other day, trying to, you know, figure out, well, you know, what we was going to do, what we was going to visit tonight, right? And that ended up leading me to, came across this post where little Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, had did. And in a recent interview promoting his music, Jaden Smith made some interesting remarks in comparing the school system with the prison system, saying that the school is only a tool used by the elite to indoctrinate a prison industrial complex in society, especially in minorities. Although this is not new information, the delivery and the messenger himself is very interesting, I might say. You got to admit, it's Jaden Smith, you know. He done said some very controversial things in the past. What are your thoughts on the matter? School reform, the prison reform. Well, again, I totally agree, because like I said, this is something we've, you know, it's not new. You know, it's kind of regurgitated information, but it's always worth revisiting, family. And it's amazing that, you know, when I made the flyer on the Vane Verdict Instagram, that's the _Vane_Verdict, and on the Facebook as well, at the Vane Verdict, I found it very interesting that this particular flyer, me promoting this show with only a day's notice, is the most hits, most views I've ever gotten, you know, we've ever gotten for a show, for one of the flyers we've done. Most comments as well, you know, man, people had a lot of things to say. And of course, you know, me being me, you know, I extend the invite to the people. Don't just, you know, plug my page with your comment. You know, bring it up on the show. Let's talk about it. You know what I mean? Let's bring the issues up, if you will. Now, I totally agree with what Jaden Smith said. Totally agree with what he said. Because I truly believe that it is. You know, he was saying, you think of the long hallway. They're teaching you how to be controlled. And I would love to go into a few facts, if y'all will, in regards to this topic. Matter of fact, we're going to go into that right now. Yeah, I'm going to that. Let's see. two facts I think we all need to realize about, you know, the food, the prison pipeline is complex. You know, our nation's public schools play an integral role in fostering talents. They also, you know, play a role in like building our children's internal worth. It is therefore not surprising, you know, that our schools can assist in reducing our nation's prison population as well. You know, because an increased prison population costs us all money. Those of us who fall outside the group of perceived misfits who make our nation's prison population may wonder why the school to prison pipeline still matters. Aside from that, now I want to talk numbers. The average prison inmate costs $28,284 a year. That's $77 a day. And there's a link between dropping out of high school and going to prison. Now, sadly, over half of the young black men who attend urban schools don't even earn a diploma. Of the dropouts, nearly 60% will go to prison at some point. There are also some eerily similar statistics for young Latino men. That means 50% of kids, of black boys that go to school. Going up, dropping out. 60% of those dropouts going to end up going to jail. You know, Forbes writer James Marshall Crowdy, he wrote a piece called A Broken Window Approach to Education Reform. And what he did, and he made a direct connection between dropout and crime rates. You know, he argued that, you know, most educators took a highly a more organized approach, you know, with trying to keep kids in school and excited about school. It'll make a difference in the crime statistics in the future, he said. But more importantly, instead of merely insisting on the common core standards of excellence, what we do now, we must provide serious sticks of non-compliance. You know, he cites effectiveness of states not extending driving privilege to high school dropouts or not allowing athletic activities for students who fail a class. With higher stakes associated with academic success, students will have more to lose if they walk away. Students will have more to lose, wait a minute, if they walk away from their education. And the higher the education level, the lower the risk of criminal activity. Obviously, right? Watch this, though. Now, black and Latino men get the short end of the stick as far as this. Aside from the dropout statistics mentioned before, the estimated 40% of all students that are expelled from U.S. schools are black. This leaves black students over 3 times more likely to face suspension than their white peers. When you add in Latino numbers, 70% of all this school arrests are black or Latino students. Man, that's crazy. Consider this. 61% of the incarcerated population are black or Latino, despite the fact that these groups only represent 30% of the U.S. population. That's nearly 68% of all men in the country. The fact that the U.S. has the highest incarceration rate in the world, no surprise, and the role to lock up start with the school system. Expectations influence student achievements and behavior. Though all people have genetic predispositions, it is ultimately the environment that encompasses the formative years that shape lives, family. We have been given the message for several years that they are not allowed in regular school programs and probably won't be considered for more. Now, the current way of dealing with the problem, students is not working. When one student is causing a classroom disruption, the traditional way to address the issue has been removal. Rather, the removal is for 5 minutes, 5 days, or permanently. Separating the good students and the bad ones has always seemed the fair, judicious approach. On an individual level, this form of discipline can never take that thing for others. If our children came from homes that implemented a cause and effect approach to discipline, this might be the right answer. Unfortunately, an increasing number of students come from broken homes or ones where parents have not the desire or time to discipline. For these students, removal from education is simply another abuse or abandonment that leads to a phenomenon called school-to-prison pipeline. And family, I'm gonna read something else that I, you know, started. If we even wanna wear this whole, you know, concept of school, you know, began. See, the earliest humans didn't need schools to pass along information. You know, they educated their youngsters on an individual basis, you know, within the family unit. Over time, you know, populations grew and societies, you know, started forming. Apparently, it's around the time, you know, when our elite wanted to come up with other forms of control. Obviously, religion was probably moving a little too slow for them. We need to tackle these kids, right? They're not coming to the next generation. So rather than every family being individually responsible for education, people soon figured out that it would be easier and more efficient to have a small group of adults teach larger groups of children. So school was born. Of course, it's during the 17th century. In fact, Boston Latin, 1635, was actually the oldest existing school in the modern United States history. You know, 50%. I can keep going back to that theory, man, that 50% of us that go to school are going to end up dropping out, and 50% of those dropouts, they end up going to jail. I just find that rather disturbing. So, man, well, I'm going to go John Quest. I go ahead and read a couple of the comments from my people regarding this matter. Okay, I can't pull them up at the moment, so. Because our system is fighting back. Much like the school system. And salute to guys like David Grace, man, that, you know, guys that, you know, take upon themselves. And it's something I really want to get into. And that's, you know, schooling the kids ourselves, man. You know, let's get into, you know, education from ourselves. Trying to unlearn and relearn. Unlearn and relearn, y'all. That's the hashtag for the rest of the week. Hashtags are hopefully to get us paid, get to do the right thing. People in school. Pull them out and tell them we straight. We got to go get their shot. They got to eat that processed-ass food, drink that processed-ass milk, making them slaves, keeping them order. What the fuck different than a jail? Gotta be different. Why's this? What's the difference than a church? So that's who started all of it. Church. Ain't that something? You know, originally that's what the original school was about. You know, they just taught
regular basic skills. They taught regular basic skills, and then they taught, you know, religious beliefs and practice.
Man, I'm looking now. I got my feeds over, and they got me distracted a little bit, obviously. Biggest shit is this on Twitter. What do y'all think a good solution is? What do you think the solution is? Keeping close tabs on dropout risk. Probably a step in the right direction, you know. And when it comes to closing the school, the prison pipeline, maybe better academic training in order to notice areas of potential problems early on, maybe in the families. You know, get these men excited about being fathers and excited about being dads again, and more mentorship intervention for fathers, mothers, as well as just the kids. You know, not just the kids. And when it comes to discipline issues, that, you know, that's also important. Because, you know, students who are at risk of dropping out of high school or turning to crime need more than a good report card. You know what I'm saying? They need an alternative suggestion on living life that rise above their current circumstances. And the only way that happened is we taking control of our own neighborhood, son. Because the current criteria for minorities is slave making practice. That's all citizen means. For a young person to truly have a shot at an honest life, he or she has to be in the value of an education and impact on a good citizenship. Told you. That belief system has to come from direct conversations about making smart choices with trusted adults and peers. I came out for this one because for a particular reason. Because it's bullshit. But the truth is always lying there. You know, a lot of that's there in that passage. You know, that's the fact. And of course, you know, I remix a little through my own in the beer. We need a pun, especially us, family. Great.
side, fam. Disconnected a little bit, but we going on. Cut that out a little bit and get ready to edit that. Guess what? Y'all to stay tuned. Follow us on the Facebook, on the Instagram, at Divine Verdict on Twitter, at Divine Verdict. I apologize. Instagram _Verdict _Verdict on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, Skype, and YouTube.com. Gonna be Divine Verdict, fam. You know, I wonder about us a lot, family. You know, us as a people, you know? And it troubles me, you know? That's why, you know, I like to, you know, visit these type of topics a lot. As opposed to, you know, I only speak example, like this whole Drake shit, the Pusha T shit. I didn't want to speak on that shit because everybody's talking about that. And that ain't what we need right now. That is more and more gossip. I want conversation about this. Ideas. Who with me? Who with the hashtag? Unlearn and relearn. Are you with it this year? My Atlanta family listening to me. Are y'all with it this year? Can you stand behind me or not enrolling your students into these white school systems? Into this selling educational system, into this school to pipeline system. Are you ready to shake that slave, that new slave mentality? You ready to do that? Hashtag unlearn and relearn, right? Hashtag unlearn and relearn, family.
The Vane Verdict Podcast.
Make sure y'all go to YouTube.com. Track the series. Episode 201 through 204 is out right now. We're going to be shooting that finale real soon. So y'all stay tuned. Go ahead and get caught up on the episode. Hit that subscribe and notification button so you can stay hipped up when that finale drops or anything else the trap got in store for you. Get it? Make sure y'all go to iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, all that good shit. Follow my boy, B-Mobile. Follow my brother, the boy, Blaze. Follow that boy, Young Mr. Live Wire. You know what I mean? You need some hot tracks. Y'all need some hot beats, man. Go to Beats by Russ. Beats400.com. That's again Beats400.com. That $100 gonna get you the wave files and all of that, family. This for up and coming independent artists only. That's who he's showing love to, man. This brother got heat, man. That said, I want y'all to stay tuned, stay on the lookout, cause I got a little trick up my sleeve. You did. And Welcome to Black World will be out this fall, family. The wait is over. Trust me. And Welcome to Black World EP. We'll be out this fall. I got you. Volume 1, stay tuned. No question. I'm releasing Volume 2 for you. Know it. Light work. I got shit sent up ready for y'all, man. I ain't playing. That said, on top of that, behind that, y'all stay tuned. Got a young lady by the name of Alexandria. Gonna be the next thing I got smoking out here, family. She gonna be the next thing going. I feel real good about, you know, feel real good about this process. You know, I feel real good about, you know, what we're about to do, you know, what we're about to embark upon. You know what I'm saying? So, again, stay tuned for Alexandra. Matter of fact, if y'all follow me at Pim Black on Instagram, I'm going to go ahead and drop a flyer or something, man. Why not, man? I'm going to go ahead and give y'all a little sample of what me and the Queen Alexandra got in store. You dig what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, what else we doing, man? What else we doing? I think that we talked about that. Oh, y'all already know, State, you know, I'm already still in the process of MASH, the series, everything's still going, still flowing. I feel good about that again. You know, my first project, you know, that I got a chance to, you know, complete and write and sit down and, you know, and mastermind. I got some great people, you know, behind me helping me bring this to fruition, and I'm taking my time with it, fam, because I want it done right. I need it done a certain way because there's a certain thing it needs to portray, certain thing I need, certain message I'm trying to get across that I'm trying to, you know, do, impact I'm trying to make. So everything is a calculated step. I got to be strategic with it. This is my first baby, so I have to be careful with all. How I rear this child. You dig what I'm saying? Because I want to reap the full benefits of it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to put it out there and have regrets in the end. You feel what I'm saying? Other than that, family, I love each and every one of you. Not because you asked me to. Not because I need to. Because it's what it is, family. You give me no other choice. You dig what I'm saying? I can't be nobody but that boy Pimp Black. You dig? But with your boy, family. Vain Verde podcast too, right? Oh, salute to my brother, man. Salute to my family. I want to say give a special salute. Congrats to my brother, C. Smith, Mr. Real Estate himself. You know what I'm saying? My brother Gutter, man, up there out of Beemore, man. Your brother is official, man. Got his real estate going. So anybody need some property, looking for some property and invest in some, but whatever you try to do around the Baltimore area, y'all get my brother, Corey Smith. Matter of fact, I don't know exactly his Instagram and Facebook, so DM me and you if information, and I get it to you. You can DM actually the vainverdict at gmail.com, and I got to throw him up too on the flyers as well, man. Say no more, right? It is. But peace and life, family. Love
the Vain Verdict Podcast. You know, they say.
This episode is being brought to you by
Chris New, multimedia.media.com.
Need logos, fly designs, brochure designs, editing, graphics, software done, anything to get your brand and your business, get your marketing strategies off the ground. I suggest you go no further, family. And Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, that's Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. If everything starts with a vision, family, you better get your ass over there. You know what I'm talking about. Peace. Daoud of Atlanta,
custom
apparel. See, my women there trying to get mine done right. And I like how you do it. See, I didn't even know the difference between the vinyl and the sublimation. As far as like the print, the good quality and clarity that it will come out, as opposed to printing on cotton-based shirts or anything that's different like polyester. So I just noticed that the sublimation or the vinyl is easier to print and it holds better on a higher polyester blend as opposed to a cotton. I can do that going forward. And my brother Daoud of Atlanta Custom Apparel specializes in vinyl sublimation, 3D printing. Anything you need done to that matter, y'all go see my brother Daoud at Atlanta Custom Apparel. You can actually hit him up, get some pre-orders in at 678-598-7338. But right now, he's located at Green Broad Discount Mall. Y'all stay tuned. Again, my brother Daoud, Atlanta Custom Apparel. Y'all get good. Cold dripping. Long live everything. Brand, a line that's really pushing the status quo. You see the creativity, man, that the artistry, man, the color part of making this, that these guys are putting out, man, it's really unmatched. I've seen nothing else like it. And the 2018 launch is the new season of streetwear and apparel. Even custom models. So, salute everybody over there, man. Y'all go ahead and get with them, guys. Go drink and long live everything.
Money,
I mean, when you go to talking about making a statement, you know, that raw, that real, authentic energy that you get from the streets that we all know about, you know what I mean? That your moment come, that's where it point me to the money the brand represents. That authentication, you know what I'm saying? No fuck shit in between. You know what I mean? Get your orders in right now, family. You can email the official pm2m@gmail.com. That's the official point me to the money at gmail.com. The Black Obsidian. Self-control, one's truth, releases negative energies, protection, purification, practicality, transformation, and growth. Those are just a few of the components of the stone called the Black Obsidian that my brother Artie McFly of all the blessed creations made for me. And that's the type of thing I like when I'm, especially, you know, with people, a lot of people do design custom jewelry, man, but my brother does in another life is all, you know, curious, you know, stone, it's all elements that mean something, you know, you take your quality and make pieces that fit your quality and your traits and, you know, what you're trying to hold up. So y'all go up there and make sure y'all go holler at my guy, man. You can actually put orders in at www.xcdpsy.com/shop/artfulblesscreations. That's ArtfulBlessCreations. Again, www.xcdpsy.com/shop/artfulblesscreations. Y'all get up, my people, man.
Lucy Expressing Charity in your supermarket.
You know, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said, eat the good and fruitful things from out of the earth, and follow not the way of the devil. I'm probably paraphrasing, I'm sure. That said, family, you know, one place I like to especially get my eat on nowadays, all the bad food devil over there. This season is fresh and catering. Open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 8, Friday to 7, and Saturday 12 to 10. On Sunday is noon to 5, right? It's located at 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. And fellas, y'all know what I'm talking about. These ladies, some ladies in there making it happen. I'm using that old school, like the old school get cooking like the big mama don't need to make. That's what's going on in there. It's coming from the fresh fruits and veggies. Your supermarket right in the street at 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Now y'all get out of that devil, man. Come get you some good growth, especially anybody in the city. Look.
BlogTalkRadio.com/Vanguard. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes. Facebook at the Vanguard. Twitter at the Vanguard. Instagram, the_Vang_Bird. Google Plus, at the Vang Bird. Skype, Vang Bird. For all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas, you can email us at thevangbird@gmail.com. Again, thevangbird@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/thevangbirdpodcast or PayPal me at thevangbird. Peace of life, family.
The Vain Verdict Podcasts. You know, they say, the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Bullshit, we say, hold your nose and tilt your head back. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, everywhere at The Vain Verdict. GoFundMe.com/the-vain-verdict. Thank you for all the love and support.
You can't handle the truth.